Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom, all you all. Today's portion we're going to discuss is Mitzvah. And Mitzvah is frequently combined with Tazria, so it's a double portion and it becomes Tazria Mitzvah. This is done in 2018, 2020, 2021, 2020, 25, and 2028. As long as it's not a special Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh, they're combined. And we read from 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3 through 20. The rough summary is that the Armenian siege of Samaria, there were four leprous men at the gate. Each asked the other why they should die there of starvation, when they might go to the Armenians, who would either save them or leave them no worse than they were. At twilight, those four went to the Armenians' camp, but there was no one there, for God had made the Armenians hear chariots, horses, and a great army, and fearing that the Hittites and the Egyptians were coming, the Armenians fled, leaving their tents, their horses, their donkeys, and their camp. The lepers went into a tent, they ate, they drank, and they carried away silver, gold, and clothing from the tents that had those things in them. Feeling guilty, they went to tell the king of Samaria and called the porters at the city, telling them what they had seen. And these porters told the king's household. The king arose in the night and told his servants he suspected the Armenians had hidden in the field, thinking that when the Samaritans came out, they would be able to get into the city. One of his servants suggested that some men take five of the horses that remained and go see. So they took two chariots and the horses, and they went and they looked. They went after the Armenians as far as the Jordan River, and all the way it was littered with vessels and garments that the Armenians had shed as they ran away in their hurry. And the messengers told this to the king. So the people went out and they looted the Armenians' camp, so that all the price of fine flour and two measures of barley each dropped a shekel, as God had said it would. And the king appointed the chaplain on whom he had leaned to take charge of the gate, and the people trampled him and killed him before he could taste of the flour, just as the men of God of Elisha had said. This double parsha connects to the Haftarah, because again the people are stricken with a skin disease. Both the parsha and the Haftarah use the term for the person afflicted by the skin disease as mitzvah. In parsha, Tazria provides that the person who has the skin disease shall dwell alone without the camp and shall be dwelling be, thus explaining why the four lepers in the Haftarah lived outside the gate. In another explanation, in Parsha Mitzvah, when there, quote, seems, end quote, to be a plague in the house, the priest must not jump to conclusions, but must examine the facts. Just before the opening of the Haftarah in Kings, the captain on whom the king leaned jumped into the conclusion that Elisha's prophecy could not come true. The captain meets his punishment, and so forth. I hope you enjoyed today's drasha. I am neither a rabbi nor a scholar. I'm just a simple Jew. In Yivrit, we say, a rock Yehudi Pashut Mehare Baltimore. I hope you enjoyed this commentary, the basic idea of which is that even from the lowest of society, a leper, we can learn a great deal. Have a good day. Shalom, y'all.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers, and is available at www.silvermansound.com.